This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2025. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2025-2026. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the Finance Bill 2025 provides unprecedented tax relief to honour taxpayers and ease of doing business. She said under the new tax regime, there will be zero income tax up to the income of 12 lakh rupees. Mr. Sitharaman announced that the new income tax bill is likely to be taken up for discussion in the next monsoon session. The minister said, as per the expectation of the people of the country and the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the Union government has taken lots of measures through this finance bill. Ms. Sitharaman said the bill relating to customs aims to rationalize tariff structure to address duty inversion. Earlier, the Lok Sabha witnessed protest and adjournment of the alleged non-release of funds related to the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme, MG Narega. During question hour, members from the Congress, DMK, TMC and other opposition parties created a ruckus over the release of dues for Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and other opposition-ruled states. Replying to supplementary questions, Minister of State for Rural Development, Chandrasekhar Pemasani, highlighted alleged diversion of MG Narega funds and irregularities in the scheme's implementation in West Bengal. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan asserted that the centre is committed to paying pending wages to labourers. He emphasised that the government does not discriminate among states and urged the Tamil Nadu and West Bengal governments to submit compliance reports for the release of funds.
मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में इस सरकार ने कभी किसी राज्य के साथ भेदभाव नहीं किया. तमिलनाडु का मजदूरी का और सामग्री का, क्योंकि अभी माननीय मंत्री जी ने बताया 8000 करोड़ का प्रावधान है, 85000 करोड़ रुपए हम जारी कर चुके हैं और शेष बची राशि की पाई पाई हम बहुत जल्दी जारी करने वाले हैं. मजदूर को भी पूरी मजदूरी दी जाएगी और सामग्री मद का भी पूरा पैसा दिया जाएगा.
However, opposition members dissatisfied with the minister's response created an uproar in the House. Speaker Om Birla remarked that pushing the agenda of specific states and disrupting proceedings in the Lok Sabha was not appropriate. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has called a meeting with the floor leaders of the House this afternoon on the issue of recovery of cash from the residence of Delhi High Court Justice Yashwant Verma. Terming this a serious issue, the chairman said, this issue concerns sovereignty, supremacy and relevance of parliament. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today presented her government's budget for the financial year 2025-26 in the assembly. This is the first budget of the newly formed BJP-led government. Ms. Gupta, who also holds the finance portfolio, said 1 lakh crore rupee budget outlay focuses on development and growth of every sector. Calling her budget historic, the Chief Minister said, this is not just an account or ledger. This is a budget of transformation from bad economy to Viksit Delhi.
बड़े गर्व के साथ मैं आज इस सदन के समक्ष बताना चाहती हूं कि इस बार का दिल्ली सरकार का बजट ऐतिहासिक है. 1 लाख करोड़ रुपए का प्रस्तावित किया गया है. ना केवल दिल्ली के इतिहास में बल्कि देश में इतनी तरक्की करने वाला, जो कि 31.5% अधिक है पिछले साल की तुलना में, अभूतपूर्व और ऐतिहासिक बजट है.
The benchmark domestic equity indices ended nearly flat in a volatile trade today, but managed to settle in positive territory for the 7th consecutive session. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, rose marginally by 33 points to close at 78,017. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 10 points to settle at 23,669. In football, the Indian national team will take on Bangladesh in the crucial third-round match of the AFC Asian Cup 2027 qualifiers in Shillong this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. India is placed in Group C of the final round of the qualifiers alongside Hong Kong, Singapore and Bangladesh. In IPL cricket today, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Punjab Kings and Ahmedabad from 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.